World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday, I think. I think it's Tuesday here in Ohio, the 18th day of February, 2025. And like I said in the pre-game prayer here, Lord's not making another one. The Bible says for us to run with patience today, this day, with the races is set before us. Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. There's a race. We're running a race. I got a lot of stuff today. Really want to get into. And I was griping and moaning, sucking on my thumb a little bit before we went live today, because here's kind of where I am. I don't know about you, okay? When I got born again in 1978, I was 36 years old when I received Christ as my Savior. And then over the next however long, it's, you know, you go to church and you learn churchy things, and, you know, we become prisoners of whoever we're sitting under. We become prisoners of their knowledge base. Right? Their knowledge base. If someone has never cast out demons, how can they teach you how to do that? If they don't believe in the occult, how can they teach you about it, right? And one of the things I'm most proud of over the last 2,348, man, we dig into a lot of stuff. We dig into a lot of stuff. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, I don't know. But I do know this. I do know if you believe in the Bible, the supernatural is real. And the supernatural, for the most part, except for waving flags and speaking in tongues and dancing in music and smoke machines, for the most part, the supernatural is not talked about, active within the American church. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And the average Christian doesn't have any idea what that means. This is an act of faith. We're in a war. If you can't look and see what's going on in Washington, D.C., and understand that this isn't political, this is spiritual, it's the culmination of, oh my goodness. So I got Rob Pugh's going to jump in here with us today, because Rob Pugh at Wisconsin Christian News, a dear buddy of mine and a dear warrior in the Lord. Rob is having an event. Wisconsin Christian News. Throw it up there, Spence, if you could. Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference, April 4th and 5th. Folks, this is good stuff, because you're going to go and you're going to, Scott Shire is going to be there. Our Amazing Grace, Gracie's dad, and Butch Palm, Mike Spalding, Matt Terwell, and Ted Brower, and Pastor Arthur Plofsky, and Rob Pugh, who I forget in there. Don Wall, folks. So Rob, come on, man. Come on in here and tell us about this, because it's getting close. Hey, folks, this seems a little weird. You have to go to Coach Dave Live to register for it. We have the ability to collect the money. So if you say, why am I going to Coach Dave Live? Well, Rob's using our website to be able to do this. Come on in, Rob.
And we appreciate that, Coach, because, we only do one event a year. And so it really doesn't pay for us to set up a ticket site on our website. So I know you do a lot of events and you're set up for it, and you've graciously offered to do that for us. So thank you.
Hey, Rob, would now be a good time. Can we play the video now? Would this be a good time, Rob?
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be a good intro, and then we can talk about it.
Okay, good. Let's go ahead and play this. Again, folks, this is Wisconsin Christian News.
Thank you.
of a good courage. Be not afraid and be not dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you. Everywhere you go, every place you put your foot, it's yours, baby, as an inheritance.
We are meant to have the fire from heaven upon us. We will blaze with your glory, Lord.
We are to be the light in the darkness. We are to be the head, never again the tail. We are to push forward and win what God wants us to win.
When we get filled with the Holy Spirit, okay, we change, okay? And we become the righteousness of God through Christ.
We are to look at the passage in light of the whole of God's Word. Scripture interprets Scripture.
You are the living body of Christ on this earth if you're part of His church.
We were made for a time such as this. I mean, when I look back at our history and what gifts God gave me and all the things that He lined up ahead of time, I mean, how can you turn it down?
All of us are called. Everybody is getting a phone call. Ring! God on the line.
The Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference, April 4th and 5th. With music ministry led by national recording artist Leighton Howerton. Oh.
Come
home to God, yeah, at the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference. The conference will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel and Convention Center, 151401 County Road NN, Wausau, Wisconsin. Purchase your tickets today at CoachDaveLive.com/events. That's CoachDaveLive.com/events. You can also call 715-486-8066 for more information. See you at the conference. God bless you.
Spence, put that in the chat. Put that in the chat. Folks, look, here's one of the good things about Rob's. So, can I be honest? Yeah, of course I can be honest. I'm always honest. These are doers. I don't know if you saw those, but these are doers. And myself now, I'm just talking about me, Coach Dave here. I don't want to go to any more prophetic conferences. I don't want to go anymore and hear about the end time. You may want to. You may love that. I know this. I'm 72 years old. And I was talking to my buddy, Coach Norm Emmets, yesterday. 18, I think he said. 18 of his friends have died in the last, what would he say, 3 years, maybe from COVID or whatever. They're dead. They are dead. And I don't need any more conferences to tell me that we're in the midst of something. I need some conferences to tell me what the hell are we going to do about it. And that's what's really good about this conference with Rob and another one I'm going to talk about here in a second. Folks, if there's any way that you can get there, I would just encourage you to do that. Come on in, Rob. I'm walking all over you.
Hey, Coach. You know, we've been doing, I think I've done like 24 of these events. And this one's different. You know, we usually have speakers like, you know, Alex Newman, Sharam Hadium, Gary Kaa, people like that. And, you know, they're wonderful and give us a lot of news and information, and they tell us what the devil's team is going to do. But this one is different because we are focusing on what we really need, which is revival and reverence. Yeah. Returning to God. That's our theme. And so we're going to be finding out what God is going to do, what God's doing. And, you know, I've said it 100 times that there is no political solution for our spiritual condition. And so many today are stuck in dead churches, or they don't have any church that they can go to because, you know, there's no substance there. These speakers are, here's what happened. I really didn't want to do one of these this year. It was my intention not to even do one. God got a hold of me one night when I had prayer time. I went to bed. I'm laying in bed trying to fall asleep. He says, one more thing. You need to do this. And I said, really? You know.
Get somebody else, right? Get somebody else.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of everything. And, you know, I've learned long ago, you don't argue with them because if he tells you you're going to do something, you're going to do it either way. So you may as well just do it. So, okay. So then he downloaded all the information to me, every name of every speaker that he wanted, where it should be, you know, how we should do the special deal for the family groups, and every single detail. Everybody that I asked and invited to come to this immediately agreed. Everything fell into place, and so here we are. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait till I get to heaven to meet and shake hands with Pastor Art Pawlowski. You know, Pastor Butch Paw, you know, these are incredible speakers. And we're going to have just, I don't know how it's going to go, but I think it's going to be better than anything we've done before.
Amen, Rob. Amen. We appreciate you doing it, man. Folks, look, if you're, gotta be careful, I get myself in trouble here. If you want to go and you absolutely cannot afford it, then you let us know and we'll see what we can arrange. I'll get one of those, our rich donors, that'd be you, maybe pay for somebody else to go. This is fabulous, man. Get to rub elbows with people with like-minded and get strategies on how to push back. Because, Rob, that's the big thing for me. I don't need to know the world's screwed up. I could see that. What are we going to do about it? That's where I am, Rob. So.
Well, that's just it, you know, and the big thing for me is that, you know, in this country, there is no reverence or honor for God. and I, you know, I guess I lay that at the feet of the churches, because they don't, you know, they're not salt and light. So they're thrown out and trodden under the feet of men.
That's right. Well, the sugar and light. I mean, well, they shine the light, but it's sugar. Yeah.
They've largely become irrelevant. People aren't going. People aren't interested. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not that they're not interested. It's that they have not been told. And how are they going to be told unless they know? You know, how are they going to know unless they're told? So this is an event not just for Christians to fellowship, and which is going to be great, but also to bring your unsaved or your skeptical family members and, you know, your friends. We have an early bird discount that actually expires in 2 weeks. But for $250, you can bring your family group of up to 10 people.
Wow.
It comes out to $25 a ticket if you do it that way.
Rob, you just got to pay. You got to pay your expenses. Come on, folks. It takes. come on.
You want to know what it takes? It takes $30,000 to put this together. We can't have it at a church because churches won't allow us in. They won't even hang a poster for us. So we're going outside the church, and every expense associated with this has more than doubled.
Let me cut you off here because you got to run and I got to run. Hey, Rob, they could also support you by subscribing to the Wisconsin Christian News. Talk about that a little bit, Rob, and how they can do that. It is mailed right to their house. How they do that, Rob?
Just go to our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Upper right-hand corner, there's a subscribe button. And that's good. We like people to do that, but that's not really supporting us. Our subscriptions are basically, you know, they cover our printing and postage. That's about it. You know, I think I have a margin there of about $2 a year. So, but we've got subscribers all over the country, every state in the nation, plus Puerto Rico. And we distribute statewide here all across Wisconsin. And we have bulk distribution in public places.
Newspaper, folks. An actual open it up, turn the page newspaper.
Yeah, the amazing thing is we have volunteers in 19 other states that get bulk copies of the paper, and they distribute to news racks in their areas. So so we're everywhere. So.
And Rob, when you put these in, be a church, wherever, they're free. People can just come and take them, right? So you buy and put them out for people, and they come and take them.
Yeah, we don't put them in churches.
They won't let you.
I've been doing this for 26 years, and we have a total of 4 churches in Wisconsin that will even let us in. And when we do put them in the churches, maybe 1 or 2 copies are picked up. So we put them in public places, grocery stores, hotels, truck stops, places like that, and they fly off the shelves. People can't get enough. We can't keep them stocked. So it's you know, people are hungry for this. People want to know about God. They want to know. They are more open to discussion than people realize.
They're tired. The problem is they don't want to be in the church.
Yeah, the problem is Christians don't know how to witness. They don't know how to. Well, they're not trained up for the work of the ministry. So they don't know how to witness. They're afraid to. So, but you'll find that if you start a conversation, people are more open than you think.
Yes, sir, they are.
To learn about this. And I think if you bring your family members who are maybe skeptical or fallen away or have never heard, or your friends, they're going to hear things. They're going to hear the gospel message and God's word presented in a way they've never heard before. Amen. These people are not fake. These people are the real deal. We got Pastor Art, we got Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Coach Dave, Dawn Wolf. And by the way, this first year we've had a female speaker. And man, have I taken some heat from the Christians on that. Holy cow.
Well, maybe she can tell her to get a beard, put a beard on.
Is it not okay for her to speak? I mean, she's not a pastor, but she does ladies' Bible studies.
Gotcha, man. I'll come and listen to her.
You know, think about how much wisdom Michelle has.
Wow.
You know, women have things to offer here, and so I don't apologize for that.
Apologize.
We also have Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and Dr. Mike.
All right, folks, online, WisconsinChristianNews.com. First of all, order the daggone newspaper. Order that for him, really. Or order it for your pastor. How about that? Order one for your pastor. And then all the information's there about how to be part of it. Rob, I got to run. You got to run.
Just one more thing, Coach.
Sure,
No matter where people are, this is worth coming to. It's worth your time and your travel. I know it's a long ways to go, but... I mean, we got people coming from Seattle. We got people coming from Florida. We've got people coming from Texas, Arizona.
From Ohio,
yeah. And I'm not just talking about our speakers. You know, last year we had a guy come from London, and the year before he came from Paris, France. Now, granted, he is an airline pilot, but he scheduled his schedule so he could be here for this, and he's coming again this year. So no matter where you are, you can get here from there. So it's worth it. Get your tickets. We need people. We need to fill this place.
Amen.
We have another 250 tickets still available, and we're 6 weeks out, and we need to fill the place up. So please,
folks, you're going to be around like-minded people. You're going to run elbows with people who get it. That in itself is worth it, man.
And we're doing baptisms, and hopefully we're going to be doing communion, and it's just going to be, it's going to be church like you've never seen before. So,
amen. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Talk to
appreciate
you
right. Okay.
Sure, man. Sure. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, real quick, pull up number 2, because I haven't been talking about this season. I got to get Tom Dunn on, because Tom Dunn's having an event coming up as well, called Strangeland, March 27th through the 30th in Mansfield, Ohio. Folks, I like this stuff because, again, this gets into the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts of we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. They are all around. If you cannot see you can't see that there's some strongholds being pulled down in Washington, D.C., I don't even know what to tell you, friends. If you can't see what's being exposed, what's going on. Man. Amen. So we'll get Tom Dunn in here as well. So there's one March 27th, 30th. For those of you maybe can't make it to all the way up to Wisconsin, here's one locally here in Mansfield, Ohio as well. So boom, 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 boom. Anybody got anything for the good of the group? Mel, go ahead.
Hey, thanks. I just happened to notice that today Pastor Bill's going to be at the garage up in Mount Vernon. So,
oh, thanks. Yeah.
I'll put that link in the chat, but that starts this evening at 6 o'clock. So that'll be a great time to, you know, to hear his story and to talk to him a little bit. So it's a great place.
Amen. Thanks, Mel. Jeff, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you, Mel. They get tired of hearing me.
Well, if you don't blow your horn, he's going to blow it, right? You don't blow your own horn, who's going to blow you? I know Jeff's not blowing his own horn. I didn't mean it that way. I want to talk a little bit about the occult today. Is that okay? And I hate to tell you this. Well, I don't hate to tell you this. I know very little about it. I really do. I want to pull up, if you could, for me, Spencer, number 3. Is that what I want to want? Is that what I want? Oh, yeah, that's not the one I want right yet. Pull up number 4. Pull up number 4. A guy named Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell, he's no longer alive. This is his website, so put this in the chat for those of you who really want to have a greater understanding of the occult, which, by the way, it is so much around us. When the Lord said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, what did he mean? Trent, I'm going to try to get to Ephesians today, I promise you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. What did that mean? What does it mean? Is it just a devil? Just one devil? Is that what it is? He got horns and a pitchfork and a tail and he comes out on Halloween? Or is there really, really something spiritually going on? How could we possibly be in a country where we're throwing around the word trillions like it's pennies? Trillions disappeared. Trillions went here. Trillions, trillions. And all of our elected officials didn't know this was going on, these trillions going on, right? That the devil's a liar and the father of lies, he's a thief. And we look in our government, and somebody help me out, is our own government stealing from us? And if you believe in a spiritual realm, if you believe that there is good and evil, if you believe there is God and there is Satan, if you believe this cosmic battle that's going on before us, and if you believe in the end times, which I hate talking about the end times, because why? Because I think it's a distraction. It's a distraction, in my opinion, not to do anything because it's the end and it's what the Bible said. Here's all I know. They're freaking ripping us off with real dollars, sending real dollars to our real spiritual enemies, and the church is oblivious to what's going on. Somebody out there say amen, so I know I got at least one friend out there.
Amen.
We're oblivious to it. Oblivious to it. That the church is funding the slaughter of unborn babies in, what do they call that thing, planned murderhood, taking Christian dollars and murdering babies, and the church doesn't peep about it at all. Let me ask you something. You think God's pro-choice? You think he is? You think God's for abortion? You think he is? If God's not for it, why are we for it? How come we're not pushing back? How come we're not standing up? Instead, you end up in these mega, mega feel-good churches, which is, dare I say it, is an abomination of Christianity, if you want my honest opinion. So I brought Jordan Maxwell up here today because I'm going to show you a video. So Spencer, real quickly, pull up Psalm 2. How about my old friends out there says, Coach Dave, the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Okay, dude, help me out here. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? First of all, they must be heathen. And they must be raging. And the people must be imagining a vain thing. Well, what's a vain thing? Vain. Spencer, go to Mr. Webster. Sorry, I know I'm supposed to be on Ephesians. I can't get there yet. Vain. Vain. Worthless. Empty. No substance. Fruitless. Ineffectual, proud of petty things, basketball games, baseball games, huh? Petty, petty things. Multi-million-dollar people go to watch cars drive around a track. Millions and millions of. Why do people imagine a vain thing? Go back to Psalm. Here's why they do that. Because the kings of the earth, what? Who? The kings of the earth. Does that mean earthly kings? Is that the same thing? Is the king of the earth the same as an earthly king? Evidently, there must be some type of authority structure over the earth where people are, not people, spirits are in control of kings because they've set themselves. And then they take counsel together and they create a place like Washington, D.C., where money flows like water and there's no, folks, we saw today, how much was it? An unbelievable amount of money, $4 point something trillion with no money trail at all. No way to have any idea where any of that money went. Why? Because the kings of the earth set themselves. And then the rulers take counsel together. And who are they taking counsel together? Well, they're taking counsel together against the Lord. So there is a group who've set themselves and they're wicked and evil because they're against the Lord. And by the way, they're against Bill Dunphy. That's why they threw him in jail. They're against Matt Twella. They're against Coach Dave. We are the opposition. We're the opposition to the kings of this earth who set themselves. You notice this. God didn't set them. They set themselves. The kings of the earth set themselves. They pick and choose. They pick and choose, right? What are they against? All things good. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God. They're against all that stuff, right? And so we have people. You want to know why some of these guys have been in office for 30, 40, 50 years? Hell, they're making a fortune. They're the kings of this earth. They've set themselves. They take counsel together against Christianity. Come on. So what does the psalmist say? Let's break their bands asunder. Let's stop this, he says. Stop it. Let's quit going to conferences on the end times. Let's stop this. Let's break their cords. Let's cast them off of us. Why? Because he that sits in the heavens is laughing. Oh, yeah, huh? Just like a little kid. You're a dad and you're looking down and you're a little kid and he's got a little fake gun. He's pointing it at you. You're acting like, oh, he got you. And you're laughing the whole time because he ain't got no power. And no power. Bible says you have no power if it had not been given to you from on high. Satan, you got no power. You got no power. The problem is the church teaches us. Well, first of all, we don't even teach that Satan's real, but we don't have any power over him. By the way, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. We'll get out. But we're supposed to break his bands asunder, cast away the cords for us, because he's sitting in heaven and laugh. Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath. Oh, yeah, when that guy wakes up, he's going to speak into his wrath. And he's going to vex them in his sore displeasure. This is the spiritual war that's going on before us. And I would wager to guess that 85%, maybe higher, of Christians have no idea or understanding of the spiritual realm. Spiritual war that's raging around us. None. Now, I'm going to get into something here. I believe it's very, very real. And you know me, or maybe you don't know me. I don't talk about this very much. But I think at the root of all of this stuff is, dare I say it, the Masonic realm. I think those are the kings of the earth who set themselves. That's what I think. And I think it's coming to a cataclysmic thing. So I want to show you something today. Pull up, because I want you guys, pull up number four. Pull up number four. A guy by the name of Jordan Maxwell. Now, folks, put this in the chat. And if you're really, really interested, then you'll pull this up later. Say, those of you who are watching someplace, say, Coach, I don't even know what you mean, go to the chat. What do you mean go to the chat? Okay, if you're watching on the Patriot Party News or Rumble or someplace else, go to CoachDaveLive.com, and these links will be in today's show, okay? Hey, friends, look, all I can do is put the meat on the table. You're going to have to cut it up and eat it. You can watch it, and then you go say, well, boy, that's really something. I wonder what Coach is going to talk about tomorrow. I wonder what he's going to talk about tomorrow. Well, we don't understand the spiritual realm, spiritual war. We don't get it. So I'm going to talk to you about Jordan Maxwell, who died March 23rd, 2022. Here's his website, all of his videos, and he was an expert in the occult. See, we don't even believe in it, right? We don't even believe in the occult. So there's his website. Go to number three real quick, Spencer. I don't even know why I put number three in there. Let me see if I can figure out why I put that in there for us this morning. Oh, yeah, I know why. We're going to play this, okay? Spencer, it's 8 minutes long. put it at 1.5 speed. And here's Jordan Maxwell, whether you want to believe it or not, telling us what we're dealing with. Here's what's going on. So this is going to take us about 6 minutes to watch this. Jordan Maxwell says it's time to wake up. Go ahead.
Conspiracy can deal with its truth. Once the truth is out and the people understand, then they have problems. And I'm saying that the power of any government is in people. If you understand that symbols and emblems and things that we see every day are like the letters of an alphabet, if you put them together, they tell a story. If you understand, wake up and understand that we are not in a benevolent government, that Plato said, the price good people pay for non-involvement in public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
In the old Celtic Druid occultism of ancient England, from which we have gotten most, about 95% of our mysticism in America, has come from the old ancient English Celtic magicians. We always see pictures of
Stonehenge, right?
Yeah, Stonehenge, right. Well, yeah. Merlin the magician with his magic wands, and all the magicians always have their magic wands. Magic wands were always made out of Hollywood. And Hollywood has been used for many years to manipulate your thinking, to explain mystical subjects to you, and to prepare you to accept certain mystical premises. A classic example, and I'm not in any way belittling the work, but it's very important to understand Steven Spielberg and George Lucas's work with the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, because you can't understand the Last Crusade if you don't understand the First Crusade. And if you understand that the Raiders of the Lost Ark, who was the Raiders of the Lost Ark fighting against? It was the Nazis. Interesting, too, in the Star Wars, according to the Masonic reference works that you can get in any library, the Freemasonic Orders of Europe said that there was a little ideologue, a little spiritual entity that gave the knowledge to what the Masons call our hidden masters. That's what Freemasonry refers to those who lead world Freemasonry. They don't know who they are. No Freemason knows who the actual leaders of the world organization are. They call them our hidden masters. Well, according to the reference works, there is a little spiritual entity that guides the world Freemasonry, and they call him Yoda. And in the reference works, you'll see this little creature with the pointed ears, and he's called Yoda. Yoda goes back to Judah, or Judah, which goes back into British Israel world Freemasonry, going back to the time of the founding of England, and that's why they're today called British. The British, it's a very big difference between being English and British. Brit is Hebrew for contract or a covenant, and ish means man in Hebrew. Therefore, British is the covenant man or man of the new covenant.
So we're talking about Star Wars.
So we're talking about Star Wars. We're talking about
the evil empire
and with the empire striking back, New York is the empire state. We're talking about the new empire of New World America striking back at Europe in two world wars to overthrow the old Roman dynasties in Europe to take over the world. So what we're saying here is that there is a war going on between gangs to see who's going to ultimately be on the top of the pyramid.
Yes, the obelisk, you'll see the Egyptian obelisk here. The Egyptian obelisk points up to the top of the triangle or the top of the pyramid. We're talking about occultic forces. We're talking about the five-pointed pentagram, which was used by satanic worshippers for thousands of years. If you take the 5 points off of a five-pointed star or a pentagram, you have left in the middle a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon. The pentagon is directed toward the North Star because, according to the ancient Babylonians, that's where you gather power from the gods of the North in war. We're talking about sex, drugs, rock and roll, violence. We're talking about a concerted effort to manipulate the human beings of this country into a new order and a new world, and the people are going along with it, docile, and have not.
And they say it says Novus Ordo Seclorum. That really interests me.
The term Seclorum, you said earlier that meant
secular.
Secular. Doesn't that secular really mean more than,
Well, these people think of themselves as gods, Eric.
Well, but
these are the new gods.
But secular, if you ask a minister what secular means, he'll say, the secular world and we Christians, meaning that it's a secular world without the God that created us. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So what we're looking at is a new God, a Luciferian God, a satanic God who will be the leader of the New World Order. So the New World Order is the New World Order without the old God of the Bible and with the new God, Lucifer, Satan.
Now, you take a look at the pentagram.
We want to bring out one point here in relation to what he says. We're not talking about an evil genius somewhere in Bavaria. We're talking about America. Here is the New World Order. We are in the middle of the most diabolical, conspiratorial movement ever developed on the face of the earth, right here in America, in Africa, and the big game hunters in Africa for many years used to, when you go out to hunt the big game, you wouldn't go into the jungle to look for the big game. You would hire many of the natives to go out with cans and bottles and surround about a 10-mile circle out in front of you and work in, beating cans and bottles and screaming and frightening your prey, the lion or the animal that you're looking for, and he's your prey. And you keep closing in until finally whatever is out there comes out into the open and he's a sitting duck. That is precisely what has been happening for the last 100 years. The Illuminati have been purposely organizing, directing, and financing wars, revolutions, violence, and bloodshed, so that it will sufficiently impress and frighten the world of humanity into accepting a new order, a new police state that will finally put down all the law and order, the disorder in the world. And it is the oldest trick in the book. Our greatest enemy is not in a crack house, it's in the White House. It's not in a bar room, it's in the boardrooms. And so the point I'm making is that we are being manipulated from the very top. And we need to wake up and find out that America is not the land of the free and the home of the brave, because we're not free and we darn sure ain't brave. These Illuminati refer to their offspring in their publications as their children, their offspring. They refer to your offspring as kids. You have kids because you're just like a goat. You're sheeple. That's why you have kids.
And your children are going to be slaughtered if you go along with the program. There's no question about it. They're going to be identified. They're going to be marked. They want it all. There isn't anything that you've got that they're not planning on taking away. They want your children, your wife, your family, your home, everything. They want it all. And if we don't understand this, we've got to wake up. We have to incite a revelation to avoid a revolution. If we follow the other sheep, we will certainly be led to the slaughter. Never in the annals of human history has so few done so much so often to rape, rob, and ravish so many as the warlords and the warlocks of Wall Street and Washington. Okay. We're talking about a global government that's in existence right now. We're not talking about a nation that is going, we're talking about a nation that is gone. We do not control the government of the United States of America. The United States of America is controlled by this evil arc. They control the money system. They control the State Department. They control the presidency. And if you take a look at the fasci on each side of the Speaker's podium in the Senate, you're going to find that we have a new world order in place. What do we have to do? Incite a revelation to avoid a revolution. Or wait for the second coming? The choice is up to you.
So Spencer, when was this made? When was it? Does it say when it was made, Spence? Oh my goodness, huh? Oh my goodness. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth have set them. So we have to ask ourselves, who are the kings of the earth? Folks, who are they? There is a demonic power at work against the forces of God and the forces of good. And the average person going to church has no understanding at all of the spiritual realm, the spiritual battle, the Psalm 2 war that you're talking about. Huh? How about it? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I just quoted. Is that Ephesians? Where is that? Why don't we do that? Why aren't we taught to do that? See, we make spiritual things. We make it personal. Oh, the devil's after me. No, dude. You're just in the way. He ain't after you. He's after something a lot bigger than you. And you, when you got born again of the Spirit of God, you became a soldier on the front line of his army. And you didn't get born again so you could get more and more blessings and a bigger house and more money and all that. No, no, no. Because, see, that's what the enemy wants you to. Why do you think those guys in Washington, D.C. are so wicked? Oh, I know why. They bought them off with material things. They got houses and cars, and they'll do whatever they want to. Why? Because they don't really got it all. By the way, same message of the church, isn't it? Name it, claim it. Same message of the church. Who was it? Said that evil men have crept in unaware. He changed the truth of God into, it was Jude, I think. Evil men crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie. Worship and serve the creature more than the creator. And that Jude one, is that Jude? Pull that up there for me real quick. Is that Jude? Jude? The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you with a common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you got to contend for the faith. What does that mean, contend for the faith? Not contend that the devil doesn't steal your money and steal you. No, 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 no. Contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. For there are certain men who crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Come and be a Christian, and you can have all this stuff. Satellite TV, satellite campuses. Come on, come on. When you do that, you deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And the angels which kept not their first estate. What? What? And the angels which kept not their first estate. Scroll down, Spence. But left their own habitation. What? The angels have a habitation? Which he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness into the judgment of that great. Folks, do you understand? This is real. This is real. The angels, which kept not their first estate, the demons, but left their own habitation, he got them locked up, man. Oh, there's some floating demons around, but he got the big boys locked up. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. Man, you just... It's screwing everywhere you look, isn't it? Everywhere you look, it's about screwing. Gave it over to fornication and going after strange flesh. They're set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And likewise, these filthy dreamers. What a video or what an image that is. Filthy dreamers. They defile the flesh. They despise anybody being in charge of them. And they speak evil of dignities. This real. This real. And so, therefore, Tom Dunn's a freak. Russ Dizdar was a freak. Give me Joel Osteen. Give me Benny Hinn. Give me Rick Warren. Don't give me Russ Dizdar. Tom Dunn. Don't. No, no. Come on, ML. I'll shut up.
Thanks, Coach. Good stuff. Hey, I want to bring up a couple of Bible verses just to put on the table with regards to this discussion. Spencer, if you could bring up Deuteronomy 32, starting in verse 8 and 9. Coach, maybe if you could read that. I think it'll shed some light on what we're talking about, starting at 8.
When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam. Ooh, what? He set the bounds of the people according to the number of children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
And then go to Psalm 82, verse 1.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods.
So I think in Deuteronomy, it talks about God dividing the nations among the sons of God. And then in this one, it talks about judges among the gods. So it just, it adds a little bit of information to our discussion, I think. Thank
it
you.
It sure does, doesn't it? That's why they call him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because there are other kings. There are other lords. There are other gods. There are the kings of this earth. Folks, this is spiritual. Spiritual kings. Not the king of Iran or the king of Iraq or the king of Syria. These are spiritual things. We are a spirit living a human environment. We will not remain here forever. We will return. The spirit will return to God. It will. It will. The spiritual realm around us is so much more real than we can even imagine. And if you can pray to God and really believe it in your heart and go to one of those big fancy churches where they wave banners and dance around to do smoke machines, and if you can go there and believe that God can financially bless you, I wonder if you could go there and pray that God would destroy the wickedness of the public schools. Could we do that? Could we do that, I wonder? Could we do that? Could we pray that Almighty God would empower his body to go and reclaim the wicked, wicked government that we find ourselves under? I wonder if we could do that. Oh, no, we can't do that. No, can't do that, because we're going to get evacuated. We're going to get out of here. Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory forever and ever." Right? He's in charge. We just act like he isn't. Craig, come on in.
Well, what Mel's alluding to there in Deuteronomy 32 is Genesis 10, which is the first mention of what the nations are. The nations were heavenly watchers assigned over the descendants of Noah's three sons. And they were, their duty was to watch over them as babysitters for the Most High God. And some of them became loving the worship of men instead of doing their job and watching over men and being God's agent to take care of them. Mm-hmm. So when the Bible talks about the nations, he's talking about the watchers. Think of a babysitter. When you leave your children with someone, they're supposed to babysit and look after their best interests. These are the fallen angels. These are the powers and the principalities and the rulers of darkness and spiritual hosts in heavenly places. So the nations are the watchers.
So Craig, help me out here. Maybe Stephanie, I don't know if Stephanie's listening out there, some other pagan out there. Wasn't Aleister Crowley, I think, didn't he say, as above, so below?
That's right. What you bind in heaven, you can bind on earth. And what I would really encourage everyone to do is go read Genesis 10, and you count up every one of those names, and guess what you come to? Like 70. 71 names. Didn't Jesus send out like 70 disciples? Because he sent out 70 disciples to bring the gospel to the 70 nations, because the nations were the watchers, right, who didn't do their job.
So Craig, if somebody help me out here, if the Lord has a team, we read that in Matthew chapter 5, "Go ye into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." If we have this great commission, who are we fighting against? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. Weapons are warfare, and they're not guns and knives and bullets. They're not carnal. But they're mighty for doing what? They're pulling down the Psalm 2, guys. Casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it into obedience, to the obedience of Christ. That's the way I see it. Are they teaching that to you in your church? You hearing that kind of stuff in your church? No, because why? Because the supernatural has left the church. We don't believe in it anymore. We don't believe in it. See, shame on us. We should be able to pray for one another and see healing. We should, but we don't really don't believe in it. We go see faith healers as if somebody has had a special anointing. Now, look, I'm not being critical because Lord knows I don't have all that power flowing through me. But I'm going to tell you this. It ain't me. I'm sorry. It ain't him. It's me. The problem's me. It ain't him. It ain't him.
Coach, maybe you get Spencer to pull up Matthew 25:31.
Well, maybe you could get him too.
All right, Spencer, I order you by my authority, by Coach. So this is talking about when the Son of Man, and Jesus has two terms. He's the Son of God and he's the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he's coming to do? It says, and this is, it says, when the Son of Man comes with his glory.
What verse are you on? What verse are you on, Craig?
31.
31. That matters. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. You mean there's angels? Then shall he sit upon the throne of glory. There's a throne of glory? Or is this just figurative? And before him shall be scattered all nations.
Okay, remember nations. Who were the nations? Go back to Genesis 10.
Ethics. And he shall separate them one from another. Wow. Spencer, or Trent, I still haven't forgot Ephesians. I just can't get there yet. There are generations of sons of Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth and Gomer and Magog and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshach and Tyrus and Gomer, Ashkenaz and Riphath. And who are these guys? The sons of Javan and Elisha and Tarshish and Kittim and Dodanim? Man, oh man.
So, Coach, have you ever heard of Gog and Magog? Look at that name, Magog. Okay. There is no Gog in that. There's Magog.
There's Magog.
Gog is the spiritual entity over Magog. Magog is an actual location and a group of people from descendants of Noah.
Craig, this would be just so much easier if I could just wave flags and have smoke machines and pray for more money. Can we do that? Can't we do that? Folks, do you have any idea? I wasn't going to get into it. Okay, pull up number 7. No. Pull up number 8 and then number 7. Pull up number 8. Folks, the spiritual. Doge finds complete corruption in U.S. Treasury. They cannot track payments. Let me ask you something. What happens to you, the IRS comes and you don't have the receipts? Scroll down. Huh? The Department of Government Efficiency has begun its audit of the United States Treasury, and the level of institutionalized corruption is a staggering $4.7 trillion. Kings of the Earth have stolen that, friends. The federal government, TAS field, was optional for... They have given out at least $4.7 trillion and have no record of where it went. None. Just one huge pile of money going wherever they tell it to go. No way to trace it. Why? Because the kings of this earth understand the power of money. And he's a liar and the father of lies. Okay, hang on one more. What did I say? Go to number seven. Okay, hang on. You ready? Huh? This is a minute, 16 seconds. Because they hate Elon Musk. They hate Donald Trump for doing this. Go.
Budget reform is not an option. It's a necessity.
The American people are entitled to transparency.
We can't sustain a system that bleeds billions of taxpayer dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of politicians, lobbyists, or interest groups.
They're entitled to be able to figure out where their dollars are going, and they're entitled to accountability to make sure that we're using the dollars for what we said it was for.
We are going to go through our federal budget, as I promised during the campaign, page by page, line by line, eliminating those programs we don't need and insisting that those that we do need operate in a sensible, cost-effective way. What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
We hope to be instilling an entire new culture that not only our administration, but every succeeding administration will in fact pursue.
No amount of waste is acceptable, not when it's your money.
We all know that government can be inefficient. We all know that the bureaucracy can be bloated. We all worked in the fucking White House. We tried to reorganize the government. We tried to find efficiency. It's hard to do.
And honestly, some of this is pretty annoying because it's some of the stuff we should have done.
Hey, man. Okay, hang on. Hang on a minute. Spencer, do me a favor. Go back to that. Go back to Joe Biden. Scroll back to where Biden's speaking. Right there. Hey, folks. Are you telling me that's Joe Biden? Huh? Are you telling me? He don't even have the same eyes. He doesn't have the same nose as the guy that we're seeing. Oh, my goodness. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And the church, who is the opposition to all this, has no understanding of what's going on. Huh? It is absolutely unbelievably amazing. We have people on the left, whatever that means. They're brain dead. We're all brain dead. We're all programmed. We have people on the left who are mad that we're holding the government accountable. They're mad. They're mad. Then we're finding out where it's amazing. Jeff Klein, your hand's still up. I don't know if you just didn't take it down or what. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I wanted to share this morning. Just put this out as a prayer request, something that all the Christians can do. Little boy named Lane. L-A-N-E. You remember Tristan come down there to the camper and help me unload that stuff? Mm-hmm. Got three little kids. This little boy is 7 months old, just spent the weekend in Children's Hospital. They've sent him home and said, well, he's going to have to grow out of it. He's got an eye twitching. His head's bobbing up and down like he's saying no, and he's freaking out. He's scared. 7 months old. And they said they can't figure it out. They've done all these tests, blah, blah, blah. I just called Pastor Matt and talked to him, and I said, why is it they can invent a jab to kill people, but they can't figure out how to heal this little boy? So, and like me, and like you said, we're just sometimes oblivious to things. But so the first thing I thought of is I know a chiropractor that works on little babies. Very good. A woman. So I thought that's going to be my suggestion to him. Matt says, well, I'll help. And it's kind of expensive for this one. I said, I'm going to tell him today, take that baby there and I'll pay for it. Pastor Matt says, I'll help you with it too. Then he says, why is it that we always... Because he said, why is it we always run, Christians run to doctors? They don't pray first for the healing. They just run to doctor. I thought, here I am sending this kid to a chiropractor. So, and I said, well, you know, and I thought about that, having him bring the baby down tonight to the garage. We're all going to be there. We'll anoint that baby with oil. We got the little vials with the myrrh and incense that from overseas. And he said, well, we don't have to wait till then. He said, let me know. We'll go to his house today. I'm like, I didn't even think of that. You know what I mean? But he's ready to go and go see this little baby at their own home. It's just, but
exactly. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, folks. I hate to tell you this. We don't believe in the supernatural.
Yep.
We believe in the devil, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But we don't believe that all power is given unto him, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach them to deserve all I commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even into the end.
We prayed over the phone. He said, let me know. He said, I'm expecting a phone call from Trista today with a good report. So just pray for that little baby, Lane, L-A-N-E. Thanks.
Lord, touch Lane. Just touch him now. We don't have to beg you. We don't have anything. We just ask that you touch him. Whatever that is, we curse it in the name of Jesus. Let healing come to Lane in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Laura Ann, come on in.
Yeah, I was going to pray. Is it okay that I do? Even after you did or no?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, everybody, lift your hand.
Hey, hang on. Hey, folks. The medical system is designed to kill you. I hate to tell you that. Oh, wait a minute. To control you, to break you, to make you dependent upon them. Month after month, pills after pills after pills after pills after pills. It is not designed to make you healthy. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Okay, everybody, hands lifted up, because this is the medical system at work. Lord God, as we praise you with our hands lifted high, because you are the one who is called the great physician, let your healing balm of Gilead fall down upon little Lane. You created him, formed him in his mother's womb, and you knitted him together for your glory. For your glory right now, may it fall upon that little boy that he is declared healed from this moment on. that it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the courts of heaven, Lane will no longer be sick. And Lord God, you bring around every single person that's the answer to this prayer. So this boy will be healed to glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that you are Jehovah Rapha, and that is the banner over him as Jehovah Jireh, the Rapha, the Lord who's his healer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this boy is healed. And we call whatever is attacking his body that's causing him to twitch, and that demon is mocking you. We call that to come up and out and come to your feet, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to you deal with that demon. And you give him his mama and his papa the strength and the courage that they need. And as a mother comforts her child, so will you, Almighty God, comfort her. And Tristan is his dad. And you've given that man the right and the privilege to call Lane his son. The name that is above all name is Dad. As Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name on earth as it is in heaven. For your glory, Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Supernatural's real. See you tomorrow.